Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, that race to become the next Green Party leader has begun. Pippa Hackett, the Senator and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, has received two endorsements so far this morning, with TD Oisín Smith and Senator Pauline O'Reilly backing her. And in the past few minutes, Minister Roderick O'Gorman has announced he's putting his name forward, saying that the Green Party must prove to voters they're not a single-issue party. Well, we're joined on the line now by Patrick Costello, Green Party TD for Dublin South Central. Patrick, good morning to you. Who are you backing?
Well, I'll be backing Roderick O'Gorman. I think he has huge experience in the party, huge experience in terms of elections. He's previously been chair, and in our party, the chair has a special position in terms of managing elections and understanding elections. So I think we have, you know, we have a tough election ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And I think we need someone with that experience
I'm sure the question you've asked yourself, though, is whether a Dublin TD can win your party seats in rural Ireland.
Well, I think they can. I think they can, because it's not just about the leader. It's about the quality representatives we have around the country. I think anyone who saw Senator Roisin Garvey on primetime last night will know that we do have very strong representatives around the country in rural Ireland, from rural Ireland, who can speak with honesty about the issues and needs of rural Ireland. But I think at the end of the day, we need an experienced leader who understands elections, who understands the challenge we face, and who understands that, as you said there, that we are more than a single issue party.
Well, that's like, what Roderick O'Gorman is saying. So do you see that as an issue for voters?
Well, I think I was attracted to the Green Party originally as a member, because while they prioritised the environment, it was never exclusively the environment. And I think when I go knocking on doors, other issues come up. People are, you know, housing comes up a lot, health issues come up a lot. And I think we've real solutions there too. And I look at, you know, what Roderick has done in his department in terms of domestic violence leave, in terms of making childcare cheaper. And you can see that he's actually progressing and having achievements in areas outside of our environmental sphere that are reaching out to help those most vulnerable in society.
All right, Patrick Costello, thank you for talking to us. That's Patrick Costello there, who is backing Roderick O'Gorman. Brian Ledden, Green Party TD for Limerick, good morning to you. Who are you backing?
Good morning, Claire. If Pippa decides to stand in the election for leader, I'd be supporting Pippa. I have had discussions with her, and I'm encouraging her to put her name forward. And notwithstanding Roderick's vast experience, he's a great candidate, a great minister. All of the leaders of the Green Party to date have been Dublin-based, and I think it's time now.
But she is a Taoiseach's nominee, Brian, as a senator. Does she have what it takes to be elected herself in an area where the Green Party brand is at its weakest?
She's not a Taoiseach's nominee. She was elected as a senator.
Well, it's very different now. It's running in a general election, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that with Pippa as the leader of the Green Party, we have the best chance to win the most seats. And I think that's how or why we should make our decision. And I think by having a leader who isn't from Dublin, it's not the only reason. Pippa has vast experience in her own right at Cabinet. She's performed excellently in her role as super junior minister, and she sat at the cabinet table managing the affairs of the country brilliantly, I would say, in the last 4 years. But I think, you know, we do have, as a party, we have to dispel the narrative that we are Dublin centric. And if we go and elect yet another leader from Dublin, all of the leaders of the Green Party would have been Dublin based. I don't think that's, you know, that narrative will just be reinforced. Forced, and I think
so. That, in your view, has been a failing of the Green Party, Brian, up to now, that you've been seen as a Dublin-centric party, and that has really put rural Ireland off the Greens. Is that your view?
We haven't been Dublin-centric. You know, we've very strong policies for our regional cities, for rural Ireland, and for the whole country, as well as our capital. But the narrative is very strong that we are Dublin-centric, and I think if we go and elect Dublin-based leader. We've had three previous leaders, Trevor Sargent John Gormley and Eamon Ryan, all of them have been based in Dublin. I think we need to look outside of Dublin now. And I think Pippa, with her experience at Cabinet and you know the fact that she does understand rural Ireland, she's a beef farmer herself, I think it's important that we do dispel the narrative, and we would do by electing Pippa our leader going into the next general election.
So you don't believe then that Roderick O'Gorman could halt the decline?
I think it'd be very challenging, and I have huge regard for Roderick. I had good conversations with him over the weekend, and he's a man of immense capability and integrity, and he's taken on some very challenging roles in his portfolios in the last few years, and he's done very well at those. But I think fundamentally this is about how we will return to Dáil Éireann with the most possible seats. And I believe that if we elect Pippa Hackett, our leader, going into the general election, then we will.
OK, Patrick Costello, Roderick O'Gorman, Brian Leddon backing Pippa Hackett. Well, Mark O'Cahasy, Green Party TD for Waterford, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So who have you decided to back to be the next leader of the Green Party?
Yeah, I'm going to lend my support to Roderick O'Gorman. I think Roderick has been in the party for some 24 years. When I joined the party in 2015, he was one of the very first points of contact. He was chair of the party at that time. He knows every root and branch of this party all through the 32 counties, because we're an all-Ireland party. And for that and for many other reasons, I'm going to be supporting him in the leadership race.
Now, if we look, though, at the most recent elections, the local and the Europeans, I mean, there was a major issue there dominated by immigration. You're backing the minister who's in charge of that. Some would say he's not doing a very good job of that. He's been subject to an awful lot of criticism in recent times. Are you concerned about it?
Others would say he's not shirked the challenge. It's been a huge challenge, not just here in Ireland, but all across Europe. Roderick has shown real leadership in terms of facing up to that challenge. He hasn't shirked it in any way. He hasn't shied away from the many very difficult issues that surround the huge influx of migration, particularly driven by the crisis in Ukraine, that we've faced up to, and faced up to well, on the whole, over the last number of years. There have been some 100,000 people who've been provided shelter in this country over this time. And that's something that he's overseen. There are challenges, absolutely. And Roderick will be very clear and upfront about those challenges, things that we need to face. But I think when there was a huge need for the country to respond, I think Minister Roderick O'Gorman led that response.
Now, earlier we heard from Oisín Smith on Morning Ireland, who said he was backing Pippa Hackett. And there is this perception that the Greens is anti-rural. Oisín Smith feels that someone like Pippa Hackett, who is a beef and sheep farmer, who's from rural Ireland, can counter that narrative. There is huge value in that, is there not?
Yeah, I understand that. And I have huge time for Pippa. I work very closely with her. But I would say I have a real role and responsibility in terms of not just rural Ireland, but Ireland outside of Dublin. And we have many deputies, we have many representatives who can carry that voice, who can speak on behalf of, be it Waterford, Limerick, Cork, Galway, wherever it is, Laois, Offaly indeed. And not just to concentrate on rural Ireland, my constituency would be a very good example. We both have both rural and urban populations within my constituency. So I absolutely accept that the Greens need to get better at speaking to people outside of Dublin. But I think that's a responsibility that lies on all of us as a party. And I don't think Roderick is the wrong person to lead that either. He, as I said, he's been true root and branch of this party over 24 years. And I think the commitment that he brings to social justice is very important, because one of the other issues that is often levelled at the Green Party is that the way that we're doing this transition isn't bringing everybody with us. We have four founding principles, but the first two is about tackling the environmental crisis, and the second is about social justice. Mm-hmm. And you can't separate those two things if we're to have a meaningful and successful transition that brings people together. Those two are absolutely integral to the other.
What you haven't said there is that you believe Roderick O'Gorman is the right person to talk to rural Ireland with respect and to bring them on board. You're saying that all of the others have a job to do that. Do you think then Pippa Hackett is the right person, if that was your foremost concern here in electing a new leader?
I think Roderick is a superb communicator. I think Pippa is an excellent person for the job as well. But I have no concerns about how we communicate if we install Roderick as the leader. I'm just saying that I also have a responsibility, and other members of the parliamentary party, excuse me, Claire, share that responsibility. But I have every confidence that Roderick will be able to communicate to not just people in rural Ireland, but what about people in smaller towns across rural Ireland, smaller urban centres, or those larger urban centres that we're looking at balanced regional development. That's absolutely essential as well. So it's not just about appealing to one section of society. We actually need to make sure that we bring all of society, all across this island with us. The job is too big. The job is too important for us not to be able to do that.
All right. Deputy Mark O'Cahasy, thank you for speaking to us this morning. And in the last few minutes, Minister of State Malcolm Noonan has supported Roderick O'Gorman's bid to lead the Green Party, saying his experience, dedication, strategic vision and work ethic is what we need to lead our party through this next phase. Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent, joins me now. You're writing this morning that the Green Party is in chaos, Philip. Why?
Yeah, look, this came out of the blue to maybe your average punter or political correspondent. But the more I see it transpire, the more I think that it all feels a little bit orchestrated. And I don't want to get too conspiratorial, but like we saw Eamon Ryan come out yesterday and talk about how we need to talk to rural Ireland. That was one of his big failings, he felt. And then it comes out during the day that Pippa Hackett is putting her name forward. And while that would, you know, come as a bit of a surprise to a lot of people, given that she probably doesn't have a huge chance of coming back into the Dáil after the next term, once this term ends and there's a general election. And then Roderick O'Gorman does seem like the obvious candidate to take over, given his position, given his standing in the party for so long. And it feels that we're also being told by Eamon Ryan and his spokesperson that most of the party have known about his intentions to leave for the last few months. So they've had time to plan this. You would have seen Roderick O'Gorman's video this morning on social media. That doesn't look like something that was thrown together overnight. So that perhaps where the Greens are putting forward this platform that there is a kind of division in the party. But I think the end goal here is really to have Roderick O'Gorman as the leader and Pippa Hackett as the deputy leader.
So you're saying, despite what we've heard with people declaring support for either candidate, you feel it's a done deal, do you?
It does feel like that. And I wouldn't be shocked if by the end of the week they decide that there is no need for a contest. But at the same time, the contest will give them an opportunity to put forward the different ideas that the other sides of the party. Like, you do have Pippa Hackett, who has made money out of the Green agenda, who has embraced the farming
methods. Why do you say that?
Because
she's an organic farmer.
Yes, exactly. So she's used the various things that are there to promote this and has done it quite successfully. I'm not saying that in a bad way whatsoever. I'm just saying that is an appeal that they could give as the Green Party. Here is someone in the senior ranks of the party who has embraced the Green agenda and has made some money from it, which isn't a bad thing. I think that's what they're trying to get out as a policy platform for rural Ireland. And then on the other side of it, you have Roderick O'Gorman, who has proven himself to be a more than capable minister. Every problem in government seems to land on his desk, and he's been dealing with it as best he could, given the circumstances. So, look, it for me, I would be shocked and appalled if it isn't Roderick O'Gorman and Pippa Hackett as the leadership of the new party come what may, by the end of the week or the next 3 weeks.
Well, we'll see what happens as time goes on. Philip, thanks very much. Philip Ryan there from The Independent. Eamon Ryan will be with us after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.